Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley, the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day!
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, our Green Room segment is back again, and this time we hear from Greg Martin, guitarist and one of the founding members of the Kentucky Headhunters, about his favorite song by the Beach Boys. Speaking of them, Beth Riley is a great deep track in her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break, and we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we've got a fun and wide variety of tunes from Surf Nato Tiki Squad, Papa Surf, with a cover of the Beatles, Billy F. Gibbons, Dion, The Electric Heaters, Little Quirks, Cameron Noise, Palma Hills, The Cosmic Rays, Sharp, which stands for Surf Hermits, and Angry Red Planet, teaming up for a cover of Slayer. You gotta hear this one. Mike Paulshock, and Still There's More. Let's kick it off with a brand new single from the Tourmaliners. We've been waiting patiently for this one. Big news from them. They just signed with Pacific Records and hope to see a brand new album called Surfidia later this year. Here's the first single, Grimace.
Hey, this is Devin Berryhill with the band The Tourmaliners from San Diego, California, and you're catching a wave with my buddy Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
Hey there out in Radio Land, this is Tim Cameron from Camera Noise, and you're listening to the zesty and effervescent Jammin' James Riley on Catchin' a Wave.
A brand new release from Camera Noise, title cut called A Night Off the Town. Before that, a surfy take on a classic from the Beatles with a slight alteration in the title, Papa Surf, and While My Guitar Gently Surfs. Our Jam & James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from 1962 on Donna Records, a Hollywood records label owned by Bob Keane and named after the Ritchie Valens song. And this artist was part of a band that used to back up Ritchie. He's been a member of the Beach Boys since 1965, minus a few years in the 70s. We're playing the B-side, which is a different title than the A-side, but it's just an instrumental of the A-side song. The answer and the song coming up later. Right now, brand new from Little Quirks coming to us from Australia. And by the way, we'll have a Catch in a Wave exclusive cover of them doing the classic tune A Different Drum in a few weeks. More on that later. But here's a brand new track called Maybelle. It's the Little Quirks.
G'day, I'm Abby from the Little Quirks. You are listening to Catching the Wave with my buddy Jammin' James Riley.
Earth around my people, won't you cover for the storm? The seas will not be reaching all the cups that we hold and we wait for time. Come a little closer, won't you hear a little more? A closet full of stories, but my books you never told. Now we wait for time. Maybe. So pack up all your bags and I'm gonna run real far.
This is Perez from Surfnado Tiki Squad, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with the super rad Jamming James Riley.
A heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Surfnado Tiki Squad from their latest release on Altered State of Reverb label called Swell Like Tiki Spirit. That was the tune The Brewer. Up next, a band project called SHARP, stands for Surf Hermits and Angry Red Planet. They team up for a surfy loud cover of Slayer's Chemical Warfare.
Thank you.
day of summer, Squidward.
Care to join me for solstice caroling?
Walking in the grass, it's all fine. Don't need shoes in the summertime.
I'm not much of a summer person, SpongeBob.
Now, let's play out some summer hits.
It's a new single from Michael Pawshock from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the tune Pull Boy, available on Bandcamp with all proceeds going to the Ocean Conservatory. Our Jammin' James Jukebox Selection of the Week is coming up later. It's from 1962 on Donna Records, which was a record label in Hollywood owned by Bob Keane, named after the famous Ritchie Valens song. Speaking of Ritchie, this artist was part of a band that backed up Ritchie. He's been a member of the Beach Boys since 1965, minus a few years in the 70s. We're playing the B-side, which is a different title than the A-side. And actually, it's an instrumental of the A-side. The answer and the song coming up later. But right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1963 album, Surfin' USA. It was written by Brian Wilson, who is also on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Lana. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Don't be
Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard a new track from the Electric Heaters called Nice Little Sunday from their latest album from the film of the same name. Up next, a rock band from Romania with a variety of cool influences that give them a pretty unique sound. Here's Palma Hills with the song Surf.
Now, this is Billy F. Gibbons. You're catching a wave with James Riley right here. Have mercy.
Lighting my
2021 album called Hardware, the unmistakable voice and guitar of Mr. Billy F. Gibbons, and She's on Fire. Time now to go relax with Billy's buddy and ours, Greg Martin, in the Green Room.
Welcome to the Green Room on Catching the Wave.
The Green Room is a time to chill and hear some great stories from so many interesting folks, and Greg Martin is definitely one of those. He's lead guitarist and a founding member of the Kentucky Headhunters. We have so many influences in blues, honky-tonk, rockabilly, psychobilly, psychedelic rock, country and western, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We'll hear a solo track from Greg. It's the B-side to his groovy Grubworm single called Scratchy. But first, my wife Beth recently interviewed Greg as part of her radio show Boppin' with Beth, and she's on here every week, of course, with her Surf's Up segment. She asked him what his favorite song was, which may surprise you. Here's their conversation.
I have to say, God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
That's James's too. So.
I don't know. There's just something about that song. And I can go back to the very spot I first heard it in Louisville in 1966. And God Only Knows, the flip side of it was Wouldn't It Be Nice, which is another great song.
That's my favorite.
Of course. Oh, I love that song too. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But I don't know. Maybe I had a crush on a girl or something. You know, that would have been my sixth grade. And just something about God Only Knows takes me back to the sixth grade in Louisville, Kentucky. And being a young man and being smitten by music, you know, about, you know, 64 to 66 were magical years anyway. You know, we had the Beatles sprung on the scene in 64. The next thing you know, we have an onslaught of great music. You know, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Dave Clark Five, Herman's Hermits, which I love Herman's Hermits, by the way.
Yeah.
And then Bob Dylan and the Byrds and the Lovin' Spoonful and so many great bands. And the Beach Boys, I always loved because of Brian Wilson's writing. And it's a well-known fact now, by the mid-60s and Pet Sounds, Wrecking Crew were the band on the actual albums. The guys would just come in off tour and sing, and Brian, you know, he was producing and writing. He was off the road. But I have to say, God Only Knows. It just takes me back to a very special time in my life, and living in Louisville and being smitten by music and just being a young man running around, no troubles at all, you know.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, You never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
This is Brother Greg Martin of the Kentucky Headhunters, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my good buddy Jammin' James Riley. Remember, when you're catching a wave, you're sitting on top of the world.
Thank you.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is, so let's drop a coin in the jukebox. It's a tune from 1962 on Donna Records, which was a Hollywood Records label owned by Bob Keane, named after the famous Ritchie Valens song. This artist was also part of a band that backed up Ritchie during this time period. Now, he's been a member of the Beach Boys since 1965, minus a few years in the 70s. We're playing the B-side, which is a different title than the A-side, Soupy Shuffle Stomp. But this one is an instrumental of that A-side. Of course, we're talking about Bruce Johnston. Here's the tune Moonshot on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Well, hello there. This is Bruce Johnston for the Beach Boys, and you're listening to my pal, Jammin' James Riley, on Catching a Wave. Surf's up. It's me.
Everybody, this is Dion, the Wanderer, with my man, Jammin' James Riley. Good friend, good music. Stay tuned, stay well, keep listening. Yo!
I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try to make a dollar. Every time I call my baby, trying to get a date. My boss says,
"You got son, you gotta work late."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Yeah. Oh well, my mama, papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car, to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, I told the boss that I was sick.
Now you can't use the car cause you didn't work a lick.
For a second time I wonder what I'm gonna do. But there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna have me a vacation.
your son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometime I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try to make a dollar. Every time I call my baby, trying to get a date, my boss says,
no doubt, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. No, no. Summertime blues.
That's the Cosmic Rays, Blast On, Blast Off, live at Daryl's Tavern. Before that, our buddy Dion talking about those summertime blues from his Heroes, Giants of Early Guitar Rock release. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.